Two Canton police officers charged in the death of a man in their custody will stand trial January 26th. The date for 25-year-olds Bo Shonegi and Camden Birch was set during a pretrial hearing today in Stark County Common Police Court. They each have pleaded not guilty to a charge of reckless homicide. Judge Kristen Farmer recused herself from the case. The Ohio Supreme Court will appoint a visiting judge. In April 2024, Frank Tyson of Canton Township crashed his vehicle near the Amvets building on Sherrick Road Southeast. People inside called police to have Tyson removed. Due to his erratic behavior, he stopped breathing after being handcuffed and put on the floor. A Stark County judge has sentenced a man to 4 to 6 years in prison for a fatal drug overdose. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer issued the punishment to 37-year-old Cornell Bennison of Canton after he pleaded guilty Thursday to charges of involuntary manslaughter, corrupting another with drugs, and trafficking of a fentanyl-related compound. In September 2024, prosecutors say he provided fentanyl that led to the death of 30-year-old Shaheem Miller of Canton. Authorities are investigating a string of break-ins at shopping plazas in the Canton area. Jackson Township Police say someone broke windows and glass doors at Lovely Nails and Yankee Candle at Belden Park Crossings on Dressler Road Northwest after 8:30 Tuesday morning. Cash registers and drawers were ransacked. Canton Police say five businesses at two separate plazas along 30th Street Northwest were targeted early Monday. Windows and glass doors were broken at Darting Around and Anomaly. Similar vandalism occurred around the same time at Elegant Nails, Dr. Tripp's Travel, and Hairs to You Salon. On Monday, the Stark County Sheriff's Office says someone broke into French Tip's Nail Salon on Whipple Avenue Northwest in Plain Township. No arrests have been made. The Marlington School District is making progress in reducing chronic absenteeism. Superintendent Dan Swisher told the Board of Education Thursday absenteeism declined from 26% in 2022 to 14% at the end of the 2024-25 school year. The data is reported by the district to Ohio's Education Management Information System, or EMIS. Swisher credited teachers and administrators. Enrollment from June to this month is up slightly for the district's elementary schools, steady for the middle school, and down slightly for the high school. Treasurer Bob Foss said the state auditor reported a clean audit for the district for fiscal year 2024. Nimishillen Township trustees approved an equipment purchase for the fire department Thursday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Firehouse Innovations of New York will provide the fire department with a $7,592 force entry mechanism for use on any door, including those made of metal. Half the cost is being provided by an anonymous donor, while the Township and Fire Association splits the balance. Trustees also approved department reports, which included 151 calls in August for the fire department, details of road work completed, and zoning matters resolved, including the disposal of two discs no longer needed.
A woman is dead following a two-vehicle crash in Portage County. The Highway Patrol says it happened around 10:45 this morning in Ruthstown Township. A car driven by a Bristolville man was southbound on New Milford Road when it failed to yield at a stop sign at Talmadge Road. The vehicle collided with a truck driven by an Atwater man. A passenger in the car, 81-year-old Dolores Chiappini of Aurora, died at the scene. Neither driver was injured. The incident is under investigation. A man who allegedly shot and killed a Wellsville man has lost a legal skirmish. 34-year-old Gino Wall of Steubenville is charged with aggravated murder in the September 2024 slaying of 30-year-old Robert Heron of East Liverpool. He was found shot to death behind a garage on 10th Street in Wellsville. Wall's defense attorneys filed a motion arguing that a witness's identification of their client was the result of suggestive police methods. They said use of a single photo and a later photo lineup violated Wall's due process rights. But Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton denied the motion, saying the witness knew Wall from previous interactions and saw him shoot the victim. Wall's trial is set for September 23rd. He's being held on $1 million bond. There will be no more football this year at Ursuline High School in Youngstown. The school announced today it is canceling the remainder of the season. The news comes amid two federal lawsuits against Ursuline. The first alleges hazing and sexual assault during a football team trip in June. The suit names school administrators, football coaches, some members of the team, and their parents. A former female student filed a separate suit. It accuses a football player of assaulting her in 2023 and harassing her for 2 years. Austintown Fitch, Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's, and Youngstown Cheney High Schools recently said they wouldn't play Ursuline in their upcoming games. Warren Harding previously canceled its game with Ursuline. A woman shot and killed in Youngstown has been identified. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says 22-year-old Alicia Brown died at the scene of the Saturday morning incident. Her death is considered a domestic homicide, which occurred at a home on Terrell Avenue. 22-year-old Deviana Taylor is charged with murder. She was arrested at the scene of the incident. The Trumbull County Grand Jury has indicted two teens for an armed robbery in Warren. 18-year-olds Olivia Spitzer of Cortland and Kelly Sexton of Warren are charged with aggravated robbery. The charges resulted from a July 14th holdup of a vape store on Elm Road Northeast. A masked suspect pulled a gun on an employee and demanded items before fleeing on a motorized scooter with two jars of hemp flower and a carton of cigars. Spitzer and Sexton pleaded not guilty during arraignment Thursday in Common Pleas Court. They're each being held on $50,000 bond. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.